All right, let me jump into the Right Side Way monologue for today. And, you know, I'll start off by saying, y'all listen to the show for a while. Many of y'all already know I'm a ground pounder, all right? My personal background in the military includes time in the infantry, both straight leg and airborne units, as well as time in special operations in a branch known as civil affairs. And I'm a firm believer, seriously, a firm believer of boots on the ground. I mean, I've said it before that wars were never won by an army that had clean boots. I don't care how many politicians believe that they can direct the military into so-called clean war that involves nothing but over-the-horizon capability and long-distance strikes and GPS-guided munitions. They're just wrong. A true fight will never be fully and effectively concluded without the enduring value of boots on the ground by average Joes and Janes who are able to see and be seen on the battlefield. So with that said, having been in those positions before, I'll also tell you that every ground pounder does love the sound of overhead cover. Listen, there's nothing sweeter than knowing that there are eyes on target from somewhere high above ready to bring the rain if the guys on the ground get into it. I will never forget being out on a multi-day patrol on the backside of nowhere in Afghanistan, setting up our logger site for overnight, and knowing that the Air Force Tactical Air Control guy who was with us, he had already coordinated for our overhead cover, and they had confirmed our position. We were locked in. In Baghdad, it was different, but still the same. Nothing compares to going door-to-door in a cordon and search with Apache gunships flying figure eights over your head at rooftop level. Just waiting for someone to dare to take a shot at you. And the overhead cover guys, they always had the best call signs, like Ghost Rider and Night Stalker and Spectre. But what they brought to the scene, what they gave to the average dude in the boots, was that sense of security. That overhead cover was in place for you. And that no one could mess with you without paying a big price because you had overhead cover. All right, now that I've painted that image of what it means to a soldier on the ground, let me shift gears, because I always have a point, right? I'm not just here to tell war stories. In politics, a friendly press is like having air cover. You heard me. If the press is on your side as a politician, if the media supports the politician or at least supports the agenda, it's the same to a politician as combat air support is to a soldier in the field. We've all seen what happens when the press gives air cover to Biden and Harris, right? I mean, they've had unyielding benefit of media air cover now for years, and now they're losing it. Interesting. Joe Biden lost his mojo and the press turned on him like a rabid dog. And now Kamala is showing cracks in her air cover as the media outlets begin to realize they may have picked the wrong horse in this race. The media may be about to face 4 years of Trump, who they have been excoriating for years. And if that happens, it would mean that the air cover they've been providing has apparently been ineffective and rendered moot because it didn't actually help. I mean, think about it. For 3.5 years, Joe Biden could do no wrong. If he had said that the sky was green and babies are evil, well, the mainstream media would have lauded his praises, extolled his wisdom, and they would have preached the new era of green skies and mean babies. A complete pass on Afghanistan, a buy on the lack of COVID response, ignoring the mess in our economy and the 40-year inflation rates, the supply chain madness, the southern border collapsing, Biden was given all the air cover that any politician could ever want. And then the cracks began to show anyway. He'd get lost on stage. He slurred his words. He forgot what he was going to say. He took vacations like every other weekend. And then came the epic crash and burn when they actually put him on a stage with Trump in June, and the air cover couldn't hold back the truth. And then came Kamala. The VP who had been relegated to the ash heap of politics, who was not seen as being serious, the VP who everyone knew was a DEI hire, suddenly she was the female reincarnation of Barack Obama. Launch the air cover. Get those rounds on target. We got to give her what she needs. Protect her boots on the ground. But the polls are showing more and more that people can see through the thin facade. You see, the air cover can't always hold back the tide of public sentiment. Puff piece interviews, softball questions, friendly podcasts, pandering to one demographic while losing ground daily. The air cover isn't holding back the public trust, and that's my point. The air cover can't always hold back the public trust. The air cover right now for Kamala is beginning to lose steam and run out of bombs because the people aren't buying it anymore. When the people speak up, the oppressed eventually can't keep up. So let me give you an example of something. There's a story in 1 Samuel 14. Go with me here. Israel was at war. Saul was still the king. One of the real heroes of Israel, though, was Saul's son, Jonathan. Jonathan was loved by the people. And Saul, he was known for being reckless at times. He thought it would be a great idea in the middle of a major battle with the Philistines to announce that if any of his men was caught eating during the battle, that they would be executed. Made no sense. So the troops couldn't eat, and they were getting faint. It was not a good plan, but he was king. So the edict was issued, all right? He had his air cover by the proclamation that was issued. But then Jonathan never got the word. So we're told in 1 Samuel that Jonathan found some honey and he ate it and he felt strengthened by it for the battle. But then Saul found out. And Saul was actually considering executing his own son. And then Saul lost his air cover. Because you see, the proclamation, the messaging, it did not overcome the people's sense of things. And in 1 Samuel 14, 45 through 46, it says, here's the actual verse, it says, "But the troops retorted, 'Jonathan, who saved Israel today, shall die? Far from it. We vow by the life of God that not one hair on his head will be touched, for he has been used of God to do a mighty miracle today.' So the people rescued Jonathan, and then Saul called back the army, and the Philistines returned home." That's a direct quote. Let me paraphrase it for you, though. The troops retorted, it says? Well, a retort is a stiff reply. Really, it's almost belligerent. It's argumentative. They weren't taking this up for debate. They were telling the king, that's not going to work. And then they basically said, well, by God, that's not going to happen. He's the reason why we even had a victory. You're not touching a hair on his head. We don't care if you're the king. We don't care what air cover you have. He's the only one among us who's been in God's will all along. And then it says this, the thing that it really gets you when you look at the end of the story. It says that Saul just quit the battle altogether and let the Philistines go home. He just quit. He let his enemies go because he didn't have the people's good sentiments anymore. He lost out on all the headlines. His air cover was gone. Well, take note in the story that I just related that nobody threatened the king per se. No one raised a finger to him. No one insulted him or renounced him as their leader. But they did say enough's enough. They chose to disobey and to call for sanity in the middle of all the madness. And the people were willing to put their own names on the line. They stuck their own necks out there. The people saw injustice, and despite the proclamations of their king, his air cover, they would not sit idly by and just accept it. I believe the people still have a voice today. I believe the people can still affect change, and that people can still band together and make themselves known, even when the media wants to gaslight you. When the media wants to tell you that what's wrong is right and right is wrong, it's still possible for truth to actually win out. The people can overcome a false narrative if they are willing to educate themselves and then speak up. The air cover of a feckless, fawning press, it cannot cover up everything that a propped-up politician does. It's called accountability, folks. And I don't dislike politicians because they're politicians. I mean, I used to be one. There's good folks in politics, but all public officials need to know that air cover only lasts so long until suddenly your air cover hits bingo fuel and has to return to base. And then there you are, out there by yourself, no air cover, like King Saul, like Joe Biden, like Kamala Harris. Air cover, it means everything to the boots on the ground. And when a politician loses their air cover, it's a whole new day. But it only happens when the people actually speak up. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.